chance, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Join us Friday, September 1st for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 98qcountry.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Shell Lake hosting the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team. Announced by our newest addition to the announcing team, Steve Jetland. And also at 7 p.m., join us on air at 103.1 for Phillips hosting Clayton, announced by Jeff Hakeman and Scott Heckman. High school football brought to you by 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their health care providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
With throw left side, it's batted right back at him. Picked up by Love. Love across the 10 is upended at the 14-yard line. Ball was batted at the line. Love made the catch on it and almost escaped around the right end, but Artie Burns brings him down for a loss of 3.
Shades of Brett Favre, Jordan Love completing a pass to himself. You don't see that every day. And the Packers beat the Seahawks today, 19-15 in the preseason finale before 72,105 at Lambeau Field. Packers OT is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Bundle a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens for as low as $188 per month at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Drew Olson, Bill Schmidt live from Lambeau Field. The U.S. Cellular talking text lines open. 414-799-1973. Get your calls and your texts as we move forward on the program. But Billy, first, let's go back down to the locker room. Our locker room report is presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Let's hear from Packers quarterback and wide receiver, Jordan Love.
Do you feel a little more comfortable using your legs now? And were you discouraged at all by your coach from running in the preseason?
Was I discouraged by it?
Yeah, like, did he tell you?
Oh, no. I've always felt comfortable using my legs. I think in practice is one of those things that, you know, you want to work throwing it more, not running as much, just because obviously you're not getting hit. Everyone's staying away from you in the red jersey. And I think games, that's the time to just be able to, you know, break it out. But I've always felt comfortable running it. And I haven't felt discouraged. You know, Matt, he's always been just good on letting me play, let me do my thing out there. Obviously they want to make sure I'm not taking any hits. So just be smart when I get out of the pocket.
And you've been a harsh critic of your own on your deep ball. So on the one to Christian, is that kind of take us through that? What didn't you like? How much of it was the way you threw it versus whatever else? What take us through that one?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great route by him. I was able to see, like, at the top of my drop that he just won, beat the DB and was running away. This is just a ball I underthrew. You know, as it left my hand, I thought it was good. And the more it was just getting out there, I saw him, once he turned, his shoulders come back to it. I was like, man. So that's definitely one I wish I could have back, you know, whether, you know, the wind negated or what. It's just something you got to be able to work through. But got to hit those ones.
What do you like the best about the way your offensive line protected in the series you were out there this preseason?
I mean, I think they did a great job the whole preseason. I don't even think I got hit in the pocket at all. Could be wrong, but I think they did a really good job. Just keep me clean. The run game also was really clean. There's a lot of holes opening up. But you know, I'm proud of the O-line. They battled and they they did a really good job.
Jordan, on those deep throws, is that a mechanics thing? Is that a timing thing? Is that just kind of getting in the rhythm through the course of preseason, and that's why you go through that there? Like, how does that improve moving forward?
I think it's just one of those things you've got to keep working at. You want every ball to be perfect, but, things happen. It's not always perfect, but I think it's just something you got to keep working at. Obviously, we'll have practice in different games throughout the season, but just something you just got to find a way to hit those, especially when, Christian's wide open like that. It's a touchdown right there. So.
You said there were a couple throws that you'd like to have back. What was what other one?
The other one, just thinking of, scrambling left. Jay Reed was open in the middle. I was just a little bit short. Can't think off the top of my head about the other ones, but those are two examples right there.
I asked Matt about this. There was the one in the first series where you dropped sidearm and threw it, and I think it was to Watson. The guy broke it up along the sideline. Mm-hmm. I did wonder, are you better off on that planting and firing? If there was more juice on the ball, does that one get there? Or was that the throw you had to make in that situation?
No, I mean, they did a good job defensively. When I got to the top of my drop, the safety was cutting the high cross, so I didn't feel comfortable right there throwing it right there. But as I moved in the pocket, I saw Christian was, continue to come flat and was running away from the safety. So just try to put it out there on the sideline. But I felt like on that one, the DB got there a little early personally. But he made a good play.
Jordan, the checkdowns are important. Obviously, Matt's got a lot of them. They keep you on schedule down in distance. Can this offense flourish with leaning on that until the deep ball gets to where you want it to be?
I think just positive gains, moving the ball forward is the biggest thing. Checkdowns can turn into big plays, but I think we have explosive plays that are out there. It's just a matter of hitting them. And I think we've done that. And then there's times we haven't done that. So it's just a matter of being consistent with it. I think we got a number of playmakers on the team. It's just getting them the ball on the offense and letting them do what they do. But, I think checkdowns can turn into big plays too.
Where do you think most pleased with coming out of these preseason games for you personally? What do you like best about the way you perform?
Yeah, I think for me, it was just going out there and wanting to feel comfortable. Playing the same way I play in practice is a big thing for me. Not having to feel any different out there, any nerves or anything like that. So I think that was the biggest thing for me, and I did that. I felt comfortable. Credit to everybody on the offense. But that was the goal for me.
Can you tell how good or sharp your offense is right now, or is that something you just can't know until you play for real?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the test of the season. But, right now going into it, I'm confident in the offense. I think just when we get to being consistent, hitting on all of our big plays, I think we're going to be tough to stop.
What have you seen from Maliki from OTAs to today, now out there with you guys in the starting offense?
Yeah, no, Malik, he's balled out since he got here. I think the biggest thing since when he got here was just how aggressive he catches the ball, he attacks it, and his mentality. And after he catches it, he's trying to get those yards. But I think he's balled out, OTAs to now. He's taking a lot of, leaps, just learning the offense. And now he's just going out there and making plays. But he's done a really good job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. He obviously endorses our Manitou hardest working player of the game.
Dang right.
That's pretty good on his part. We will discuss Jordan Love, but first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Packers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q
Country. Drew Wilson, Bill Schmidt back with you. Packers OT, Green Bay 19, Seattle 15 today at Lambeau Field. Jordan Love, Billy, to me, looks like he's just playing the position. He doesn't look like he's thinking. He doesn't look like a rookie. He looks like he's commanding. He's playing the position.
And that's something that then becomes a knock when you talk about it in a public light, is, oh, he's just managing the game. Well, what he's doing is he's not going to throw you out of a game right now. And if you believe that your defense is as good as advertised, that's kind of all you need. I think there's been a quiet confidence about Jordan for a couple of years now that I've started to notice. And I thought last year during the preseason while we were doing these shows, you just try to focus on, looks like he's getting better each week. I've also thought the same thing this week, right? He starts out 0 of 3 on that opening drive, even though they end up scoring. 2 of 5 after the second series, and he completes the ball to himself. And then leads them down on a touchdown drive where he's 7 of 10. And is commanding, and that back shoulder ball was exactly where he wanted it. He knew what he wanted to do to find Christian Watson.
Was that
a lane
an RPO,
of the ball.
Do you think? Was that where he just one of those automatics? Because we've seen that play
like it.
With Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams a lot. Where that's just
yeah, like it looked like he walked on up, said, all right, single coverage. My guy's better than his.
Yeah.
And when Christian Watson's out there, I think your guy's going to be a little bit better than the other one most of the time.
A lot of Jordan Love's progress through this, we mentioned earlier that he has not been, barely been breathed on. He hasn't been hit, hurried, or harassed in any of the three preseason games. That's going to change because obviously there's going to be more game planning and stunting and a lot more stuff coming from the defenses. But he's going to have to buy some steak dinners for those guys on the offensive line because they have been protecting him very well. And speaking of dinner, Billy, if you're wondering what's for dinner tonight and tomorrow, you'll find the answer at Hy-Vee, your one-stop shop for dinner tomorrow night and every night. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
And I'll be smiling right down that frozen food aisle. I can't wait for that stop on the way home.
Billy's ready. Billy's hungry. We're just getting rolling. Packers OT, Green Bay 19, Seattle 15. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back. Don't forget the U.S. Cellular talk and text line 414-799-1973. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Think you know all the Lambeau Field Atrium has to offer? Think again. Shop, eat, meet, greet, see, look, leap, love, learn, laugh, share, experience. From Lambeau Field Tours to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, from the Packers Pro Shop to 1919 Kitchen and Tap, even holding company meetings to hosting special events. Take it all in. Go all out. Experience the energy and vibe only the Lambeau Field Atrium can offer. Visit Packers.com to learn more.
Who has the most complete selection of Green Bay Packers gear and goodies on the planet? The Packers Pro Shop, of course. And when you shop at the Packers Pro Shop, you not only get the latest authentic Packers gear straight from Lambeau Field, but you're also supporting the team by purchasing direct from the source. Everyone knows it's authentic when it comes from the Packers Pro Shop. Visit the Packers Pro Shop at Lambeau Field for a one-of-a-kind shopping experience or see the entire collection at PackersProShop.com. The Packers Pro Shop. Authentic Packers gear for authentic Packers fans.
Football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for a cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
Is that a metal detector?
Yep, we're house hunting again and need to find a fortune. Figured I'd start with my backyard.
Well, UW Credit Union found us a great home loan rate with low closing costs, so we saved big.
Huh.
And they're also in your own backyard.
Is that so?
No, not literally. Get local mortgage expertise at UW Credit Union and see what you could save. Equal housing lender. Visit uwcu.org for details.
Snap the goose. Pass time. Lofts it down the left side. Rebounds over the shoulder. Catch 20. 15. Broke down from behind. 11-yard line of Seattle. Wow. Talk about flipping the field. Ronnie Franklin beaten on the play. Benny Franklin beaten on the play.
That play, part of the Packers' game-clinching touchdown drive, which was capped off by a short run by Nate McCreary. That play, Alex Magoo to Jadakiss Bonds is going to be our turning point of the game presented by your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Toyota's national sales event is on. Visit your local Toyota dealer and snap up the Toyota that's right for you. Hurry in now before it all ends. Billy, Alex Magoo didn't get to play last Saturday because the game was shortened.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he threw a pass in Cincinnati.
I think you're right.
So I think today he got to knock some rust off and looked impressive on that drive.
Yeah, and Texter said, pretty darn good he looked. The best throw of the game, I thought, was from Mr. Magoo. Even with a little maybe nudge by the receiver to get some open area, he might get picked up if he ends up getting cut. I don't know that. I do know that this year, Drew, I think the Packers make sure that they have a third quarterback on that practice squad with the opportunity to then elevate one of these guys for an emergency quarterback situation, that rule new in the NFL this year. So however much Magoo ends up throwing here, we saw that he can play a little bit in the USFL, and the more and more comfortable he becomes in the offense, I think there's a reason why he's here, and I think that is where he's destined for.
All the highlights you hear with Wayne and Larry today are brought to you by UW Credit Union. For more than 90 years, UW Credit Union has helped Wisconsinites achieve their financial goals at every stage of life, offering great rates for great possibilities. Join today at uwcu.org. Billy, we've talked about Jordan Love and we talked about Magoo. How about the man in the middle? How about the man who was decreed to be the number two quarterback,
Sean
Clifford, today? Again, showing his moxie, showing his resiliency, and showing that he is pretty steady hand at the wheel, at least in preseason.
He's quarterback number two for a reason, right? And I also think this can't really be overlooked. There's nothing like playing in the NFL, right? We can all agree with that. But playing big-time college football in a place like State College at Penn State for the amount of years that Sean Clifford did, he's played a lot of reps and had a lot in big games where he's being covered kind of like a professional, right? I mean, you are the only game in town at Penn State, and he had been scrutinized a lot by Nittany Lion fans. He had been praised a lot by Nittany Lion fans, and he was always calm, cool, and collected through all of that. I think that's a good thing to have in the quarterback room alongside Jordan, to let him know that this is all going to be a series of peaks and valleys, and as long as you're the same guy coming on in, you can still find your opportunities wherever they end up coming.
Sean Clifford has he's benefited from the same type of protection with different combinations of offensive linemen that Jordan Love has had.
Yeah, that's true.
And Billy, there's a lot of experimentation going on. Zach Tom was snapping some balls today, like
Runyon getting back in there at center.
They were mixing and matching throughout. But when we talked earlier in Packers OT to Isaiah McDuffie about the linebacker core, the offensive line also hasn't been getting a lot of attention. There's been people wondering, like, Zach Tom's one of the best guys there. He's going to start somewhere. We don't know where. Yeah. We kind of have a feeling of which way they're going to go, but to see them protect the way they have without Bakhtiari playing, you think to yourself, oh, when they get him in, can it get any better? I mean, Jordan Love was not harassed during this preseason. And again, the caveat being it's preseason. Not all the starters are playing. Not the defenses are vanilla. You don't see the skunks and the blitzes and the kind of tomfoolery that we're going to see 2 weeks from tomorrow. But, Billy, this offensive line, they've been mixing, matching. They have depth. They have options. They have backups. I think the guy who struggled the most to me today was Royce Newman, again, with a couple penalties, and then he limped off the field in the fourth quarter. But on balance, that unit, if you had to say which unit looks the strongest coming out of preseason for the Packers, it might be the O-line.
Yeah, it probably would have to be them in the cornerback room, because I think those are established guys over there on that side. Appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about Rashid Walker. 63, man. If you did not see the young man playing left tackle today in the long white sleeves, you missed out, because he was bullying over on the left side of the line. And, Drew, the more and more I'm thinking about John Runyon experimenting at center, I wonder if that's because they're trying to figure out who their sixth guy is, right? Yosh Nijman, I think, is going to be the reserve tackle. Zach Tom appears to be the starting right tackle. Maybe what they're trying to do is feel like their number one sub could go in and play right guard, and then John Runyon bumps over to center, right? Like, maybe that's where they're trying to find a rotation in there, that if one injury goes down, then we're bumping John Runyon over here. We know somebody can come in and play guard. And that might be the much maligned Royce Newman at this point. He didn't look good today. He had a tough day again here. But Royce played a lot of football, and I think that's going to be tough to just walk away from.
Didn't he play like 1,000 snaps as a rookie?
Yeah.
Started most of the games?
Started pretty much every game in 2021, played a bunch of games in 2022, and he's been around the system and knows it. That's a tough thing to cut. It also is when you have depth at that position, a lot of teams are going to start calling. And I think now, between now and Tuesday at 3 o'clock when they have to submit their initial 53-man roster, I think there's going to be a lot of calls on different backup offensive linemen from other teams to say, what about this guy? What about that guy? Is he for sure on in, or can there be a move made here?
Do you have a text to read for us, Billy, on the U.S. Cellular Talking text line? It's open for you, 414-799-1973.
Yeah, C.J. in Greendale has a lot of different takes, and I think one of my favorite ones is when he's talking about Carl Brooks, and you and I were watching, again, Carl Brooks continues to make make a name for himself. You see 94 and you see 96. Yeah. Kobe Wooden and Carl Brooks, two interior defensive linemen who are going to rush the passer that they grabbed in the draft this year, are going to be factors for this team. And I think to be able to have the run stuffers of Slayton and Devontae Wyatt. Now, I think Wyatt can also rush the passer a little bit. But to have those two guys that you can also sub on in, rotate, keep Kenny Clark's, keep Slayton and Wyatt's fresh later into the game, you never have enough 300-pound guys that can get after the passer. And those two dudes look like they're going to be factors for this team going forward, which is nice.
Absolutely. Let's go. We have Alex in Star Prairie near Hudson on line one.
Alex.
The U.S. Cellular talk and text line. Alex has been waiting to chat with us. Alex, welcome to Packers OT. Oh, we lost Alex.
Alex,
you'll have to call back. 414-799.
He must have been driving through that dead zone.
97.3. All right, yes, we'll take a quick break. We are, again, live at Lambeau. Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt. Packers beat the Seahawks today, 19-15. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
I spent a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me. Your chains dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
He looks, he waits in the pocket, fires it over the middle, intercepted. Intercepted on the play by Benny Sapp. Comes out of the end zone, takes it to the 10-yard line, and it'll be the rookie free agent who will head toward the south end zone stands, and the Packers have packed this one away. If this was regular season, that would be the dagger.
That's your clinching play today. Green Bay 19, Seattle 15. Packers OT continuing to rule. Some Bill Schmidt live from Lambeau Field. Let's spotlight that play, because win or lose, Billy, a fresh haircut is always a great way to boost your mood, but it's even better when it's easy to get in and out of the salon. That's why customers love the Great Clips online check-in app. Easy in, easy out, easy great. And because of that play, which would have been a dagger 2 weeks and a day from now, we're making Benny Sapp our Great Clips great player of the game.
Now, Benny Sapp's a tough one because Northern Iowa product, you know how I like to spotlight our FCS guys, third team All-American at the FCS level last year. His dad, Benny Sapp the second, was also an undrafted rookie that had to scrap and claw and find a way to get onto a NFL roster. And, oh, by the way, did for quite some time. He had a seven-year career. So I think when you grow up in the game, Drew, and you grow up in that grinder mentality like that, I think there's a spot for Benny Sapp somewhere in the National Football League. I don't believe he'll be on the 53-man roster coming up on Tuesday, but if he's on the practice squad, you can find yourself getting elevated at some point. You can find yourself getting plucked on off there, but more importantly, you can find yourself getting some time to develop and then maybe be able to play at this level in a couple of years.
Wherever his career takes him, he's going to have the memory of picking off that pass
in Lambeau Field, the place exploding.
From Holton Ahlers, who looked like Joe Montana in the two-minute drill. How about we can't talk enough about that kid. He comes in cold jock. Here you go, two-minute drill. You've been watching Drew Lock play the entire game at quarterback for the Seahawks. Go in there, kid, and he marches him down the field and has a chance to win the game.
I honestly didn't even know if the Seahawks had another quarterback dressed. Like, I saw Geno Smith with the towel over his head most of the day. I'm like, all right, they're letting Drew Lock cook. And then, okay, hey, get on in there, kid. Enjoy it.
Let's go back to the U.S. Cellular talk and text line. This is take two. We got Alex and Star Prairie on the line, 414-799-1973. Hi, Alex.
Hi, guys. I just want to say thanks for taking my call and how good Kenny Clark looked tonight and the rest of the defense. I think most of the talk the whole offseason has been about how our offense is going to look, because with all the new players on it, but not a ton of conversation about the defense. But the defense looks great. Like I said, it's and you're right about the younger draft picks on the D-line. I think that's probably the hardest cut we have is D-line or wide receiver, but I'm going to hang up and listen to your thoughts. So thanks again for taking my call, and love your guys' show. Have a great night.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for calling back. He's probably right. The D-line, they got a handful of tough decisions. There's always tough decisions at the bottom of the roster, and Tuesday's not going to be fun for Matt LaFleur, the coaches, or Brian Gutekunst and the personnel guys.
Yeah, and just looking at it on the surface, Drew, I think there's a couple of guys like Jonathan Ford is probably in a situation where he's going to be one of the 55, right? Maybe 54. And it depends on how valuable you'll be on special teams. And even though 300-pound guys are athletes too, you're probably not running down on punt return. You're probably not covering kickoffs. So the extra safety or the extra cornerback or extra linebacker a lot of times are the ones that get thrown on in there. Tight end is also a spot that they got the two young guys. My boy Austin Allen's going to be a tough cut, and 49 was on out there. I think that's a dude that if you give him a chance to develop into that run-blocking tight end that you really, really want, the inline blocking guy like Mercedes Lewis was, I think he'll be able to do it. Will it be here in week number one? We'll have to see.
We'll know a lot more on Tuesday and into Wednesday. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
You're listening to 98Q Country. Park Falls, home of Green Bay Packers football.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Join us Friday, September 1st for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 98qcountry.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Shell Lake hosting the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team. Announced by our newest addition to the announcing team, Steve Jetland. And also at 7 p.m., join us on air at 103.1 for Phillips hosting Clayton, announced by Jeff Hakeman and Scott Heckman. High school football brought to you by 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their health care providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for benefitscheckup.org.
Benefits what?
Benefitscheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. Country. 98Q Country.
Continuing Packers OT, Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt live from Lambeau Field, where Green Bay defeated Seattle 19-15 this afternoon in the preseason finale. Packers close out the preseason with a 2-1 record. That one has an asterisk. Game was ended last weekend, just seems like a month ago.
Make sure to throw
game
that in
last
there.
Weekend ended with 10:29 left in the loss to
Got
New England.
Robbed of a perfect preseason. Absolutely. But we're not even going to talk about that.
Not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the whatever it takes play of the game, which is presented by Bryant Heating and Cooling.
I don't know about you, Wayne, but you always want the Packers to do well, but I'm just on an individual basis. I really would love for Anders to make this game.
Oh, yeah.
57-yard field goal attempt off the left hash. Signals being called. O'Donnell down on one knee. Arm extended. Here's the snap. Placement made. Kick by Carlson.
Come on.
To the uprights. Is it enough?
Yes!
It is! Yeah! Anders Carlson from 57 yards!
Nice job, young man. Nice job.
The Whatever It Takes play of the game presented by Bryant Heating and Cooling, doing whatever it takes to keep your family comfortable. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com.
You tell me Rock doesn't love this job. I mean, like, you listen to Larry McCarron call a Packers game and tell me he does not love every single second that he is on the air, and he loves this team. Dude, that is so cool. A guy who has seen all sorts of training camps, seen all sorts of training camp stories, and understands what this young man has been going through for the last 3 weeks. And said, I just want him to make this kick, dude. I really want him to do this.
Anders Carlson is not a Ray Nitschke Field standout. He's a Lambeau Field standout.
He's got game speed, Drew. I mean, sometimes guys are just gamers. Yeah, talking about practice here.
His arc, 57 yards. And now the mechanics of that play, the Packers were going to punt, and there was a Seahawks penalty. And it moved them in, so they said, let's give the guy a swing. Let's give the kid a swing. 57 yards. With the swirling winds that they had today, anytime, 57 yards is nothing to sneeze at for any kicker. That's not in any stretch automatic. That's always like we'll see if we can get lucky, see if he can hit it.
Well,
he drilled it.
Especially, like, if you look at, and talk show host, not meteorologist over here. But if you look at the way the wind is blowing from the top of the stadium, that American flag was just whipping right at into Carlson's face. Now, I don't know how it swirls into the bowl, but dang it, man, that kick looked like it was good from 65. You could see the big leg that they talk about with Anders Carlson, and that one right there showcased it. And it almost felt like they were playing up their final drive that the number one offense was on that ultimately ends in the Christian Watson touchdown. It felt like they were playing it as if it was a two-minute drill. They went no huddle all the way through. Yes. They took a timeout before the end of the first quarter break, and I thought what they were trying to mimic was get Carlson in position for a last-second field goal from a deep distance. Instead, they said, Seahawks will give us one because they'll line up offsides on a punt. Thank you.
I like that tempo play, Billy. I know it's the 2 minute in the middle. Just when you're, this Packers offense may struggle early in games. That we've seen that before. They kind of get a little rhythm going.
Yeah,
one or two series until they get the rhythm. But if that's the case, like that tempo thing, in case of emergency, break glass, go tempo. Yes. And Jordan Love's shown that he shines in that situation.
And you put the pressure on the defense to get lined up, keep the same guys in, and you just say our 11 that are on the field right now are going to beat yours. And there's something that breeds confidence, I think, throughout the entire football team when you do stuff like that.
Going to take a quick break. We'll get back to our locker room reports presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Also remind folks that the U.S. Cellular Talk and Text Line remains open, 414-799-1973. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
98 Q Country.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
I spent a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kid it, boys. Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
Continuing Packers OT, Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt live from Lambeau Field, Green Bay 19, Seattle 15 in the preseason finale. We are 2 weeks and a day away from real football, the opener, Packers at Soldier Field against the Bears. Our locker room reports are brought to us by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Let's go back down to the locker room. Our Larry McCarron caught up with a gentleman that we talked about at length earlier, Zach Tom.
Okay, are you feeling when you look in the mirror, do you see a right tackle now?
Yeah, I can say that now. I definitely feel a lot more comfortable with my footwork. And, yeah, I do.
Now, despite that fact, midstream you play some center, too. And so you're armed and dangerous for the regular season no matter what happens, right?
Yep, for sure. It's always good to get reps at that position, knowing that, you know, if the circumstances arise, I could play it. So, yeah, it's good to get game reps in there because before Cincinnati, I hadn't played in a game at center since, like, 2019. So it's definitely good to get in there and, you know, get back used to being, like, in there.
Coming away with a victory, kind of in dramatic fashion, interception sealing the deal. Even though it's preseason and it's on to the Bears, it's still a pretty cool way to put a finishing touch on the preseason, is it not?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime you go out there and you get a win, it's something that, I mean, winning in the NFL is hard, no matter whether it's preseason, the regular season, or playoffs. So anytime you can go in there and get a win, it's big. And I was very happy that we were able to come out with a W.
Larry McCarron with Zach Tom. Sounds like he's the right tackle, Billy.
Yeah, did he just break news for us?
Might have.
There you go, Zach. I like that.
And it's been trending that way, right? We've been talking about it. It's been trending that
for
way.
For sure.
That Zach
yep.
Tom, and he's so versatile, so valuable. He's been watching him last year on the sidelines at camp, I'm like, this guy's got something. I was watching the one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. He showed some edge.
His body type composition wouldn't scream tackle, right? Smaller, a little svelte. We always like that when you're still 300 pounds, but you can still look nice and svelte. But Zach also mentions in there about going in and playing center. Now, a lot of people understand this, but there's such a responsibility that when you walk into the center spot that you're coordinating the entire offensive line, right? You're setting pretty much the protection as to where the slide's going to go, if it's pass pro, where you're all running to, and what kind of assignments everybody has. I mean, it is a pretty all-encompassing spot. So if you haven't played there in 4 years, and, oh, by the way, got to snap the football, which is a pretty important part of the game as well, it is good to have a couple of game reps in there. I like the fact, though, that he's going to be over on the right side. Man, you saw that formation here today. And I don't want 69 to go anywhere. I want to see Big Dave playing for the Green Bay Packers for a long time. But those bookend tackles of Rashid Walker and Zach Tom today to start out the game looked all right.
Looked all right, I'm going to say. Let's go back to the U.S. Cellular talking text line, 414-799-1973. Appreciate everybody waiting to talk to us. Joe in Chippewa Valley is with us.
Hi, Joe.
Welcome to Packers OT.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Thanks for making
Yeah, I had this thing with today's game and the first game seemed like they ran very smooth as far as penalties when the Packers had the ball. It just seemed jerky during that second game with the Patriots. I didn't quite understand. If somebody's got the stats on that, it's got to prove that there was more problems or something moving.
I don't know, Joe. I saw two false starts on the first drive, and the Packers kind of overcame it and got a field goal. But to your
that,
point,
I mean, as far as I know, that wasn't the best start. But yeah, I was coming in for the grill and that. But from what I've seen after that, I thought it was all right. But especially that first game, how smooth that went, you know, for the first game of the preseason, I thought that was really, really well.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. And Billy, that speaks to the operation, and some of that is on Jordan Love, and some of it is on Matt LaFleur to get him plays.
I agree.
There's a lot that goes into the choreography of getting the team out of the huddle and getting them to the line. And they've handled that. There hasn't been, we haven't seen many hiccups, to Joe's point. We haven't seen many hiccups there.
Now, and I will say this, that should be expected, right? Like, if you're talking about a young quarterback and some of the trials and tribulations of starting a guy for a first year, if he's a rookie and hasn't been in the system, hasn't heard from the coach into his ear a whole lot, like in college, that can be a trial. But right now, Jordan's been in this spot. He has been with Matt LaFleur for a while. So those X's and O's, the blocking and tackling, so to speak, of getting to the line, breaking the huddle, the logistical parts, I think should be set in. And that is one thing to be confident in, That does not appear to be an issue whatsoever.
We'll get back to more of our locker room reports from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and the talking text line 414-799-1973.
Like them.
Presented by U.S. Cellular. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
You're listening to 98Q Country, Park Falls, home of Green Bay Packers football.
If I could be you.
And you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Join us Friday, September 1st for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 98qcountry.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Shell Lake hosting the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team. Announced by our newest addition to the announcing team, Steve Jetland. And also at 7 p.m., join us on air at 103.1 for Phillips hosting Clayton, announced by Jeff Hakeman and Scott Heckman. High school football brought to you by 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for benefitscheckup.org.
Benefits what?
Benefitscheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Packers end the preseason on a positive note, beating Seattle 19-15 here at Lambeau Field. Drew Wilson, Bill Schmidt live with Packers OT. We've got you until 5 o'clock. And the U.S. Cellular talking text line's popping. 414-799-1973. Let's take a call from Mark in Milwaukee, listening to us on 97.3 The Game, the flagship. Mark, welcome to Packers OT.
Thanks. Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. I had a question about the defensive line. The draft picks obviously are impressing everybody, and they're going to make the team. I wonder what you thought about Jonathan Ford, you know, how he's doing. Is he going to make the team? Mm-hmm. And then also, is Chris Slayton still in camp? I mean, the guy last year in exhibition season made all kinds of plays, and he seemed like a developmental guy. I think they kept him on the practice squad all year, but I haven't heard his name at all this year. Is he gone?
No, he is still here, Mark, and I appreciate you asking about the big boys up front. Slayton has not really cracked much. I don't know if he was battling a little bit of an injury, if I remember correctly, Drew, in the beginning of the preseason. But Jonathan Ford's a tough study, man. Former seventh-round pick. And I think if there wasn't the depth and, let's be honest, the question of who's going to be the number two safety. Now, Rudy Ford is going to be the other starting safety, right? So he's going to start alongside Darnell Savage.
We think, yeah.
But I think they're going to keep an extra guy there at the safety spot. So, you know, the arithmetic of that is going to probably eliminate a guy from the defensive line. And I think Jonathan Ford is going to be a casualty there. However, he has played well enough to be on somebody's 53.
But
I believe they could get him on the practice
squad. But when you watch Carl Brooks, you say, oh, he's on the 53.
Oh, he's playing. Yeah.
He's going to be
Kobe Wood is playing.
Kobe Wood and Carl Brooks, that's a good second unit, right? Yeah. Behind the big fellas.
Like behind TJ Slayton, behind Wyatt and company. And this is kind of where you're at, right? I know that last year some people were questioning, why are we not getting anything out of Devontae Wyatt? He's a first-round pick, and you're barely seeing him. Now you're going to see him. So those guys behind are going to have a little bit of a development time, but I'm not positive Jonathan Ford's going to be able to crack this team.
He did all he can do, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's just more, like you said, it's more of a numbers thing, and that's a position of strength for the Packers right now.
And it's also one, Drew, that you can never really have enough depth, right? Like a war of attrition up there. Somebody's going to go down. As long as he stays around and stays available, he could see time for the Packers this year.
Let's squeeze in one more on the U.S. Cellular talk and text line, shall we? He's been with us a while on the line. George in Muskego is on line two. George, welcome to Packers OT with Drew and Billy.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I have a comment about the team, and then I have a trade that I would propose.
All right.
When they cut down to the 53, I can only imagine that the Packers will be one of the youngest teams in the NFL, but certainly one of the youngest teams that the Packers have had in years. Mm-hmm. Would you guys agree with
true,
that?
Absolutely. Yep, that's true. Facts. They very already true. Have a young roster.
I'm already intrigued. What's the trade?
They went from the oldest to the youngest. So what's the trade? What do you got for us, George?
So this is what I would do. And first of all, I think Gutenhaus or Goody, however you say it.
Gutenhaus.
I think you guys are brilliant. I've always liked them. But what I would do is I would trade Bakhtiari. And I think you could get a second for him, which would mean next year you get 2 seconds, first.
Nope.
We're
shooting you down, George.
I apologize,
thanks
George.
For the
no,
idea.
This is what happens when you call Brian Gutenkunst, not Gutenhaus. The fantastic nickname, though, by the way. You call and say, "Hey, I'm trying to acquire Dave Bakhtiari." Wait a second. Did I drop?
Yeah.
I not have service in here? Yeah. That's how quickly the phone is going to get hung up on. I am not eliminating a potential Hall of Fame left tackle from the equation when I'm starting a first-time starting quarterback, right? I want Dave protecting Jordan Love's blind side.
You absolutely do. And just he's kind of out of mind because he didn't play in the preseason. He's on a pitch count during the week. But he shows up on Sundays, and nobody gets past him.
Like he said, he's a really nice Ferrari that you just bring out on Sundays.
Absolutely.
I like that gig.
I like that. That's a pretty good gig. We're going to be back to close up shop. You can still hit us, though. Still a little time to get under the wire on the U.S. Cellular Talking Text Line, 414-799-1973. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Packers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Packer pride, powered locally.
Hey Packers fans, it's Wayne Larrabee. The Chevy Summer Drive is here. Time to set your sights on summer adventure with a brand new Chevrolet. Take your pick from a full lineup of trucks and SUVs like the strong and capable Silverado or the versatile and stylish Equinox. Get exciting offers right now and pack more fun into your summer. All reasons why I drive Chevy, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. See your southeastern Wisconsin Chevy dealer today and visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com.
Calling all Packers fans. Get the ultimate VIP fan experience at Lambeau Field this season with Packers Experiences, powered by Quint Events. Secure a game ticket, pregame hospitality, appearances from Packers legends, and more all in one place. Make the most of your game day experience this season. Get your VIP fan experience by visiting PackersExperiences.com today.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details, so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in and everyday great prices, you save time and money too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today.
Attention fans, IT and football strategy have more in common than you think. Like a winning game plan, your business needs a well-executed IT strategy. Software One is the leader in software and cloud solutions. Whether you're facing a blitz of data, looking to land an application at AWS, or need a Hail Mary pass to meet budget savings, Software One will be your lead blocker. Don't get sacked. Call 1-800-444-9890 or visit softwareone.com. Software One, your MVP for software and cloud solutions.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Continuing Packers OT live from Lambeau Field. Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt. Packers beat the Seahawks 19-15 in the preseason finale. We are 2 weeks from tomorrow. Packers, Bears, Soldier Field. Let's put a bow on this one. Let's go back down to the locker room. Our locker room reports presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Our own Larry McCarron caught up with Billy's favorite running back. Let's go downstairs.
My guy.
To Rock.
Wilson.
Manuel, did you feel like you got lathered up a little bit? Like more carries, more production.
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, like as you kind of, you got some repetitions, and as you get more reps, mm-hmm. it's easier to gain yards for it.
Yes, sir. My God, that always tell me, just let the game come to me, and that's what I tried to do today. Let it come to me, not try to really think about what mistakes I got or anything like that. Even Coach Sherman told me to do the same thing, so.
How do you feel about your body of work as a whole over the last month?
My body's fine. I take care of my body every day, so I feel like I'm good.
What do you think about what you put on film over the last month?
What I think about it, I think I did pretty good, but I think I could have done more. It's always room for improvement.
What will the next few days for you be like waiting on cut down day and a decision?
Just waiting, I guess, you know, praying to God to make sure if this is my home or somewhere else, then I'm good.
What do you do to keep your mind from just going in circles and wondering about it? What do you do to calm yourself in moments like this?
I journal. So I write down everything that's going on in my head, and it's a little river over there by the hotel. So I'll go down there and walk around and sit down and pray and just let God handle everything.
That's the attitude to have, man. Let the big man upstairs handle it. I've put in my work. I've done my time. Now I hope that it's enough.
Got a lot of touches. Emmanuel Wilson with Larry McCarron and others down in the locker room. Our locker room reports presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
Love that guy.
Couple of notes on the scorecard. Billy, we talked a lot this camp about Carrington Valentine. He is going to make the team. He dropped a pick six today.
I know. Oh, and it was
right
there.
In his hands. Ennis Gaines trying to make the team as a safety gave up a touchdown in tough the end one. Zone, and that was a tough play. Hard to tell from first blush. We have to see the tape.
Yeah.
Whether that was him or it looked like he was the guy that got beat because there was a lot of green pasture.
Yeah, and the tough thing is, man, you are going to get analyzed on you know one or two plays when there's that much competition in that safety room. Mentioned it, all the guys that I think could make the team. I think Anthony Johnson Jr., 7th-round rookie from Iowa State, has done enough that he should be in that room.
We mentioned rookie defensive lineman Carl Brooks. He batted a pass at the line of scrimmage. He's going to get playing time. He's going to be in the rotation.
Yeah,
those guys, especially early if it's hot out, those guys got to rotate in and out.
Yep,
right?
You got to. You got to keep those guys fresh, and he is going to be able to get after the passer. Reminds me a little bit, Drew, of like a Mike Daniels, where Mike Daniels was a short, stout, three-tech. Usually you need a little bit longer arms, but he's just slippery and gets off blocks.
That's right. Another rookie I know you've been watching, Brenton Cox, had a tackle for loss, a pass breakup, and that was in his first four snaps. He made an impact. It seems like every time he steps on the field, he makes an impact.
And he had a hit on the final play of the game that I do believe impacted that throw right into the hands of Benny Snap to ultimately end the game.
Packers close out the preseason with a 19-15 win over Seattle today at Lambeau Field. It's been a blast bringing your Packers OT today. They'll do it for real 2 weeks from tomorrow at Soldier Field. Before that, though, Tuesday, big day, got the cuts coming.
Watch out, Chicago. We're coming.
Get down to the final roster. Thanks, everybody involved with our broadcast, and Isaiah McDuffie for joining us at the top of Packers OT. We've had fun bringing it to you. We'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. Packers OT on the Packers Radio Network.